What's the difference between the
hurricanes? Hurricanes are much, much larger, and I don't know the meteorology of it, but they have different origins. They originate in different ways, from different weather patterns or something. So hurricanes are huge, but I guess tornadoes can be too. We have small ones.
Do they start with any particular shape of a? Do you see? Is there any?
Well, they're circular. They're circular sizes of a tornado is, but they have an eye that are turning. You know, in the middle of a hurricane, there's a calm spot, and the hurricane's going on all around it, and it may be miles wide. Whereas a tornado is just a funnel cloud, and everything, and the calm spot's down inside of the funnel cloud rather than all the way down in a cylinder to the ground like a hurricane is. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that's neat. I don't have these types of storms where I'm from.
Where are you from?
I'm from upstate New York. Mm-hmm. But I've seen pictures and stuff, but I don't want to be in one.
No, that's not much fun.
So siding, you think of siding as aluminum.
Right.
Yeah. I do too. It's, okay, how about, if you get in the car, you say the thing you're going to do is
drive it.
Okay, and you might say yesterday you
drove the car.
And in the past you have
driven the car.
Okay. The top of a house is?
A roof.
Okay. And how about things that carry water off that are on the edge of the roof?
A gutter.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How about, have you ever seen a house, it's a L shape, mm-hmm. and where the two sides come together, you've got a...
backyard,
sort of a low place. Have you ever heard that called anything?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever heard it called a valley, maybe?
Mm-hmm. Well,
okay. What would you call a little thing you might have in backyard or something for storing wood or tools?
I guess if we had one,
just a little small thing.
Well, we don't store a whole lot of wood in Florida. I don't know.
Have you heard people call that a shed?
I guess if we had one, that's what we would call it. A wood shed. We had a wood shed in our house in North Carolina. That's what we called it.
Uh-huh. And if it had just tools in it?
Probably just a shed.
You know, mm-hmm.
Work shed, maybe.
Okay.
So we have ours attached to the house.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah.
That's what our work room.
Oh.
It's like a shed.
Yeah.
I guess we kept all the wood and everything.
The work room.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's interesting. Okay. You know, they used to have these toilets outdoors.
Mm-hmm. Outhouse. Mm-hmm. Or privy.
Oh, yeah?
Both.
Are they the same?
Yeah.
Is either one really funny or...
I guess privy is kind of humorous.
Yeah.
It does have that connotation.
Yeah. Ever hear any other things people might call those?
Nothing too clean, no.
Dirty? You can tell me. That would be great.
I've heard it called a crap house.
I don't know it, but
that's all.
I've heard of it.
Okay.
Right.
And, let's see. If I asked you if you knew somebody and you didn't, but you might...
No,
you didn't know him personally, but you might say, well, I don't know him, but
I've heard of him, or I know of them.
Right.
Either.
Okay. And if somebody asked you if you had seen somebody this week, you say might say, no, I
didn't see them. No, I haven't seen them.
Okay. Let's see. Okay. I might say... that
somebody
I don't like ice cream, but he
does.
Okay. And
you weren't absolutely positive about
if somebody didn't seem